Howdy, friend. How are y'all? This is Jelly Elliott, the three-knot head. That's the old Woods Rider. We're going to be sitting with you for a spell here about the next 14 and a half minutes, brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from the State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. We're just sitting here under the old pine tree down the trail, so just come right on down here. Make yourself at home. We'd like to have you stick around with us. We're going to pick and sing.
Hey!
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, we just... we're feeling fine today. All the boys is gathered up here just like they had good sense, and we're going to play and sing some of the songs that we've got a lot of requests for. First, we're going to sing a song here. Deacon ought to sing a song? I think he ought to, too. All right, you want to open up with that? All right, we'll just do that then. We'll feature Deacon on this first tune with his double-barrel Ethiopian steam-heated butane-burning guitar. He's got a lap full of it. And here it goes with a little bit of the roadside rag. Thank you, buddy. There it was, friends, a roadside rag right here on the side of the trail under the old pine tree. And we hope that you enjoyed that tune a whole lot and will write to us. A penny postcard or a letter will do the job, and we'll be glad to play it again for you. Deacon will be mighty glad, huh, Deacon? Yes, sir. Yeah. That was mighty weak there, buddy. That reminds me of that fried chicken we had today. Fried fish we had. Boy, I'm telling you, it was funny. You know, friends, I wanted to tell you all a little incident that happened to me here just a day or two ago. I went out traveling around with the local state forestry feller. You know what, that feller, the forestry feller, the state forest feller? We went out there to a farmer's house that had some woods. He had some woods, and he'd sent that state forestry feller word to come out there and see him. He wanted to see him. So we went out there, and we got out there. He wanted to... that state forester, to look over his timber, look it over there and look around and see if he had anything that was worth cutting there, selling. You know, he wanted to see if it was ready to cut or sell and what would do to cut and what wouldn't. He just had a bunch of mixed woods there, pine timber mixed with hardwood, all kinds, you know. And I know all of you know what, just ordinary mixed woods. And that forester feller, I'm telling you, we walked all over it. We went out there and walked around over it. And he surprised me and that farmer both. He sure did. He told that farmer, he says, "Feller, you got a crop of timber here that's it's ready for cutting right now. It's ready to harvest." And we went all over these woods. And he showed him there how much good timber he had. Pointed out the trees to cut and all that, and which ones not to cut and everything. And all along through the woods there, though, he kept shaking his head. He kept shaking his head, and he looked like he was satisfied, but he was dissatisfied or disappointed or something. I didn't know what in the world was the matter with him. And I asked him, I stood it as long as I could, and I said, what's the matter with you, feller? What you shaking your head about? I was talking to that forester feller. And he said, "Boy," he said, "just look here. Just look what the hogs and the cattle is doing to this timberland here." He says they just tromping it down so hard that it would do for concrete. A tree couldn't come up if it wanted to. And he said, "Look here." And he showed me there some little young trees where a cow or a horse or something had come along there and bit the top out of it. Young timber. That was bad. He didn't like that so much. And we fooled around there, and he told that farmer it had been burned off two or three times. You could tell it had been burned off. Some of the timber was mighty scrubby and looked awful sickly and everything. That's the ones he wanted cut most of all, the forester feller did. He told that farmer that he could sure make his woods pay off if he'd keep the fires and the cows out of them. And then he told that farmer, he says, "Now I'll be back to help you mark these trees it ought to be cut. And the farmer promised him. He said, well, he said, if you're good enough to do that, he says, I'll fence it. I'll fence it. I'll build a fence around it and keep stock out. Keep stock out. And I promised him that. I promised both of them. I told them, I said, well, if y'all going to do that, if you're going to fence it, I told the farmer, if you're going to fence it, I told that forester fellow, if you're going to come back and help him look at it and cut it and see if he gets another crop here in a few years' time, well, I'll be good enough to tell everybody about it. And so I've kept my word, and I'm sure that forester fellow has kept his, and now it's up to the farmer. I don't know what he's done, whether he's built a fence or not, but I hope he does. Excuse me. Bass fiddle like fell down. I'm telling you, I have more trouble with this blooming bass fiddle. Anybody play a bass fiddle will do anything. Here's the next tune I'm going to sing. I can feel it coming on. I feel it just as plain as a grown man. I'm going to sing a sad song here. I do all the heavy opera singing on this program here, friends, as you've already noticed in future programs, that I do all the opera singing. Here's an opera song here, The Kind of Love I Can't Forget. Can't forget, dear, was the love you gave to me. I've had my chance and now I suffer. My heart is filled with misery. Your truly fond and faithful heart, dear, should have never known distress. And in my sorrow I am weeping. To you, sweetheart, I will confess. So why not take me back again, dear? We could live so happily. The kind of love I can't forget, dear, was the love you gave to me. Thank you, boys. Thank you. There it is, the kind of love I can't forget. Boy, that's it, ain't it? The kind of love I can't forget. That's your kind. That's it, Doc. There's a lot of things I can't forget, though, friends. I'm telling you. Now, getting serious here. Now, this business about growing timber, good timber. That's just as simple as, it's just as simple as going out to the water shelf and water bucket and getting a drink of water once you get onto it. And anybody can do it. Why, anybody with half sense and one eye. Can't you stop for a minute and realize what it means to grow a good top crop of timber? All you got to do is just keep the fire out of it. That's the main thing. That one word, fire. F-I-R-E. F-I-R-E. That's a four-letter word, but boy, it can destroy more than any other hundred-word letter that I know of. That's the worst thing that I know of. Fire. Everybody dreads fire. And just think, I know that you've seen in the past what fire will do to woods. Boy, you just got to keep it out of the woods. Now, you can learn to grow a crop of timber. You can learn to grow a crop of timber just like you grow turnip greens, collards, and corn, cotton, potatoes, and anything, only it's a lot less work. It's a lot less work. Now, you can get one of your local forester boys to come out there. He'll come out to your house. You just send him word or write him. And he'll come. It won't cost you a thing. He'll be glad to come. And he's just an old country boy, just an old knot-headed country boy. And he'll come out there and he'll tell you, friend. He'll show you. He's been trained. He already was raised in the woods to start with. You'd be surprised at what that boy knows. Just call him, write him, or send him word to come out to your house. And he'll be glad to come out there and show you and tell you. Show you the points in keeping out the cows and the hogs and how to cut your trees, when to cut them, which ones to cut, which ones to leave, the right time. Now, that's a way to get a steady, steady crop of cash money. So try it. Let's see. We got several minutes left here, time enough for another tune. And so I believe we're going to get Slim. Slim's going to come up here and sing a song. Yeah, he's going to sing one of Hank Williams' tunes here, friends. And here he is to do it. Slim doing Wedding Bells.
I have the invitation that you sent me.
Yes, you sent it to you.
You wanted me to see you change your name. I couldn't stand to see you wed another, but dear, I hope you're happy just the same.
Yes, darling, I hope you're happy, baby.
I planned a little cottage in the valley. I even bought a little band of gold.
How about out there on the river? I do just as good.
I thought someday I'd place it on your finger.
Down under that old big pine tree.
But now the future looks so dark and cold. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. That should be ringing now for you and me. But down the aisle with someone else you're walking, those wedding bells will never ring for me. I fancy that I see a bunch of roses, a blossom from an orange tree in your hair. While the organ plays, I love you truly. Please let me pretend that I am there. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. Ever since the day you set me free, I knew someday that you would wed another. Those wedding bells will never ring for me.
Thank you, Slim. Thank you. There it is, friends of Hank Williams Tunes, Wedding Bells. Now, I told you here at the beginning of the program, and I told you on the future program, the one before this, about the pictures. Now, we've got lots of requests for them, and they're yours. Free for the asking. That's all you got to do. Sit down and write us a penny postcard or letter. Address your fan mail to Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads in care of the station that you're now listening to, and we'll send you a picture of myself and the Three Knotheads. Be glad to, and we'd like for you to have this picture and see what we look like. Don't be surprised, friend. I'm telling you, yeah, but that we want you to have this picture. And if you want it, just write us a penny postcard or letter saying, send me the picture. Put your name and address very plainly on the card or letter and address it to Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads. Friends, we've run out of time. We're going to have to go. Got to shove on down the trail. We've really enjoyed visiting with you here under the old pine tree. And we'll be back. Listen to the announcer and he'll let you know. I'd like to tell you, friends, for the last 14 and a half minutes, the Cowboys and myself has been brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your State Forestry Service and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service. Now, here's a little thought for the day. If you take care of your woods, you can eat your cake and have it too. Remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fires.